Now, as most of you would know, I grew up in the country, down on a farm, cows and cats and dogs and all of the rest. Pet snake occasionally. It was one stage we had a pet kangaroo, but it didn't last very long. In the midst of that growing up and being educated at St. Pat's Primary School in Bega by the Sisters of St. Joseph, there were various images of Jesus that were presented. In fact, about all I remember from religious education, both in primary school and then through a number of dedicated catechists at Bega High School, was various incidents of colouring things in. There were lots of that, like where Jesus was often spoken about. We had a sense of this historical figure. But it was a Jesus who was very much two-dimensional. A Jesus who was often just trapped back in the pages of history, and consequently in the pages often of irrelevance. The sisters and the priests who worked in that parish were very committed and very dedicated and tried the best that they could to give to a young seeker like myself something of that richness and the beauty of the faith. But often it was lost on me. And indeed, it was only really when I then moved to Sydney and began to see a world, I mean, you probably won't imagine this, but a world that's bigger than Bega. The richness and complexity that I discovered when I then went to Sydney University and discovered that there were actually people who weren't from an Anglo-Irish background who were present in the world. There were women who wore headdress who weren't nuns. In the midst of all of this richness and complexity, I was then challenged to work out, well, who was Jesus in the midst of that? And in a sense, every single person is invited to come into a deeper awareness and understanding of who Jesus is. One of the blessings of the last 5 years that I've been here in Nowra Parish has been for me this challenge to get to know the Lord that I proclaim, I profess, and I preach about every day and every Sunday. And part of that journey, part of that process has been delving more deeply into those pages of history to go and discover a Jesus who was indeed deeply Jewish, a Jesus who was part of an actual precise historical period, and delving into some of the background of that history, of the wonder of all that had happened, to discover a Jesus who was present, not just in a vague memory, but in a concrete historical situation. And all of that complexity added to the person of Jesus. And that challenges me also to continue to reflect upon the way that I worship Him, the way that I think about Him, the way that I pray to Him, the way that He is present and part of my life. This is the challenge that every single one of us is invited into, this opportunity to reflect, this opportunity to realize that the Jesus that we gather around on a Sunday to be present with is not just a being from the past, not just someone who is trapped in the pages of a book or a whole series of books, but a person that we can have a relationship with. But part of the beauty and wonder of our faith is that we can encounter Him in lots of different ways, and that we can experience Him in the richness of other people's experiences. I was in Sydney on Friday for a World Youth Day meeting. I'm on the national committee. And so there are members of that committee from all the different states of Australia, people representing the different capital cities, people representing different movements and communities, people from country dioceses. I'm the representative of the clergy and the priesthood. There are different perspectives and opinions, but all of us know the value of actually experiencing the worldwide church, of experiencing what it is to be Catholic in so many different ways, what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, not only in our context, not only according to the terms of our culture, but experiencing what it is on that world horizon, experiencing what it is to be a follower of Jesus in a country where you're persecuted because you're a believer in Jesus, what it means to be a follower of Jesus in a place and a time where, like Australia, it's just culturally insignificant and often decreed to be irrelevant. All of this richness, all of this complexity causes us to ponder more deeply and more seriously that question that Jesus continues to put to us, like he put to the disciples in the gospel. But you, who do you say I am? And if, like St. Peter, we're able to answer the Christ of God, then what does that mean? How does that change the way that I am in my life, in my world, in my relationships? How does that impact upon my work, my business, my ethics? How does that change the person that I am? And this is the challenge of this gospel, to know that there's always the response. That when Peter made that answer to Jesus, then Jesus said, yes, that's true. But the way that that will be worked out is through suffering. The way that that will be experienced is when you take up your cross daily and follow me. That it does mean that we will experience those times of uncertainty, those times of doubt. But I hope that, like me, you've also discovered that as we continue to worship, as we continue to delve deeper into the historical reality of Jesus of Nazareth, that we encounter a God who is infinitely more complex, infinitely more wonderful, infinitely more beautiful than what we've ever imagined before. A God who doesn't stay trapped in the two-dimensional reality of the pages of a history book, but a God who comes bursting forth into life in my current reality, my current experience, and challenges me and calls me and loves me in this present moment and calls me deeper into that reality, calls me deeper into that mystery of what it means to be a follower and a disciple of Jesus Christ, what it means to love him, what it means to follow him, what it means to serve him, and to call me deeper into that experience precisely so that I can continue to be a witness of all that Jesus is in my life, so that I can challenge the culture, I can bring life into the world, that I can bring justice, I can bring peace, I can bring truth into our world, not as an ancillary thing of my life, but at the very heart of what it is to be a follower of Jesus of Nazareth. The invitation that we have in our Eucharist today is to answer that question ourselves. Who do you say I am? If the answer is simply a two-dimensional character from history, we're invited to go back into that history, to encounter the Lord and allow him to come leaping forth from those pages into a personal relationship with us.